I was hitting the local pawn shops today, every one within about 50 miles, looking for two of my guitars our favorite drug addict down the road stole from me. The island cops know who stole them. I know who stole them. And apparently, that's enough for them. But it doesn't really work for me. The pawn shop I went to first knew my thief, even went to school with him. And yeah, he comes in fairly frequently, no doubt with half my neighbor's goods. Looking around the shop, I realize that what we have here is a legal fencing operation. You don't have a serial number on that stereo or television set or rifle or your jewelry. Well, it's just not possible to say definitively that item is yours, sir. You see our predicament. Okay, I see someone's predicament. I got cops who have caught my thief with stolen goods more than once but don't haul him in. I got pawn shops taking in those goods and reselling them. I got a guy in my neighborhood who needs money for heroin. I guess the predicament is all mine. Two-Toke Tom tells me I'm too materialistic, too hung up on my possessions. You got nothing to lose, he intones, smiling his Cheshire Cat grin. Won't be long at this rate, I reply, knowing I don't have a whole lot worth stealing. Old TV, 50-year-old stereo, lawnmower on its last legs, camera, well, maybe, computer. Maybe I should just have a garage sale and save my burglar any further effort. We've had more than a couple of addicts on the South End lately. 90% of the crime. I say give them their fix. Make it legal. Dispense it to the clinic. Provide clean syringes. The war on drugs? My God, we lost it long ago. I'm running the white flag up the chimney. Cops already have, and yeah, sure, I'll feel sorry for the pawn boys, but you can see my predicament, can't you? Thank you.